Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon.
And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them unto great Zidon, and unto Mizrephothimaim, and unto the valley of Mispe eastward. And they smote them until they left them none remaining. And Hebron, and Rehob, and Hamon, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Acco, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Ahlab, nor of Achzib, nor of Helba, nor of Aphek, nor of Rehob. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord, and served not him. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rehob. And they built a city, and dwelt therein. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim-Hodshai, and they came to Danjean, and about to Zidon, and arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And Canaan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon, and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus king of Persia. Be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished. Be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins. Thou shalt no more rejoice, O thou oppressed virgin, daughter of Zidon. Arise, pass over to Chittim, there also shalt thou have no rest. And all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah king of Judah, because of the day that cometh to spoil all the Philistines, and to cut off from Tyrus and Zidon every helper that remaineth. For the Lord will spoil the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee, were thy pilots. Son of man, set thy face against Zidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will he render me a recompense? And if he recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. And Hamath also shall border thereby, Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise.